Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar. Both of you, welcome to Back to Reality.
Assalamu alaikum. My pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all in here. Brother Muzaffar, shall we start with you? Please introduce yourself briefly, very much, what you study and...
I'm Muzaffar Haider from the UK. I've studied English literature and now I'm in the Hawza, in the Islamic Seminary.
That's very good. It's a pleasure to have you in here and wish you luck with your studies. You, Sister Bita.
Yes, I'm at your service. I'm Bita and I study medicine at one of the University of Tehran in Iran.
Now, I would start today's episode with one question. Do you consult with anyone in the special things you want to do in your life?
It was so harsh, you know, at the first place.
But
I don't like consulting with other people. I don't like it. It's a pressure and it's a pain in the neck.
I knew it.
They will judge you. This is my main problem.
So if you go for them to consult with them, they will judge you, right? Yeah.
And they will give you advice. I don't want your advice. I want your mindset. They cannot understand it.
So what if I'm giving you my mindset? I'm talking about my perspective.
Let's do an experiment here. Why don't you ask for some advice from the sister? Yeah. Let's see what happens.
They don't want to show you another perspective. Uh-huh. They want to force you and they want to, you know, protect their mindset. This is my problem.
So when I say the word consultor to you, it means advisor.
Yeah, exactly.
So what about you?
Do I consult people?
Yeah,
consulting is a part of Islam. You have to consult people.
So when I mentioned the word consultant.
It's important who you consult. It has to be somebody who is aware of that subject.
Yes. Right?
So if you're having marital issues, you need to ask never go to the in-laws. How about that? Yeah. You want to ask the
other people.
Marriage consultants, I guess. Or if you're having financial issues, you want to talk to somebody who's good at economics.
Yeah. So why do we feel that consulting with other people is just like the way Sister Bita puts it?
I don't know. That's why I was asking for examples. I'm curious to see, like, what do you mean? Like,
you know, I'm from that kind of person who won't try everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to go through that experience. I want to do it myself. It doesn't matter what is the consequence of what I'm doing.
You've never asked me for advice. You might like my advice.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. You have to experience some special things yourself. Mm-hmm. You cannot always lean on other people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes consulting is a good thing, but not with the people from the old generation.
Oh,
What are we talking about? It depends. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know, they've got so much age, so much experience. They've seen the world. They've seen their whole families grow up.
So what? Most of their families have
died. Let me just make it clear for you. I want to start a new trade, for example, as a young person. Then I go to my parents and then I go to my siblings.
Right.
Then my parents would tell me, don't do that. It's risky.
Mm-hmm.
You might lose all the thing that you have invested in all these years.
Right, and your siblings would say?
But then my siblings would say, go for it. It's a new thing. You might ace it.
Mm.
So you see, there is a big difference.
Yeah, but...
So these people who are in my age would just encourage me to go for risky things.
Yeah, exactly.
Therefore, I would go for them because they know what I need.
That's different, though, because who you really should have consulted is the person who's in business.
Mm-hmm.
If one of your parents is in business, that's
what
I'm saying,
I wanted to mention that there are two points here. First of all, the person you are going to go to consult with is the person who knows you. You know, they have to know your persona, your personality, your mindset, and so on. And also, they have to know the work or, I don't know, the content you are going to consult
about. So how come my parents who have nurtured me all these years, they don't know my personality. And then the other guy just studying psychology
I want to trust somebody
who is a stranger, who does not know anything about my life, about the...
what do you mean? Hold on. When you are sick, right, you don't go to the doctor and say, but you don't know me. No, we're talking about expert advice.
I guess you didn't understand what we say.
No, you've got to give me an example. An example which is so personal that it's making her frustrated.
I gave you a very clear and vivid example. I gave it to you.
Yes, true, in that point
where you said you should go and meet a specialist, like in trade, yes, I do believe in that.
You should ask the specialist in trade.
Yeah.
Your parents aren't going to give you good advice because your parents are going to always be looking out for what's best for you. They're just worried about you all the time.
Of course.
And plus, your parents are always going to think that you're an idiot. It doesn't matter what you do in your life.
For your parents,
I've got three kids of my own. But when I talk to my dad, he's like, you don't know anything. Right? So it doesn't matter, right? They're the worst people. Astaghfirullah. Don't. If there's any parents listening, I'm really sorry. But this is kind of a reality.
Yeah, it is.
I'm saying when you're asking advice, it has to be from the right people. Full stop.
Yeah, we are telling the same thing. And I'm going to tell you that, okay, the specialist in the trade, for example, doesn't know her that much to, for example, consult her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to know the personality of someone. For example, you know someone, you know that person doesn't have the talent to go to business.
And tell you
this
something.
This is important.
Tell you something. All these great people who have done great things in this world, not all of them have been to consultants.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to choose by your own.
They usually
this
have
is all about
someone,
choices, you know?
Someone of their close circle that has been a consultant to them. So
I'd say
just
maybe,
think about it.
Maybe
Let's go for a break and then we'll right. see your answers. Okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar are here, and we're talking about consulting.
Consulting with
other people.
Awful word.
I don't want to sound too much like what Sister Bita just said. There have been times where I've asked advice and then I've gotten advice and it's just been the wrong advice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I should have just gone with my gut instinct or, you know, I do a lot of consultation with Allah. I go to the Quran a lot. I read the Quran a lot. I contemplate a lot. I go to the Hadith a lot.
Whenever I go to shopping with my friend, then I ask her which color or which type, for example. And then she tells me this color. And then I pick the other color. And then she tells me, why did you ask my idea? Why did you do that? The same thing happens in real life.
It helps.
We usually ask the advice of other people. And then we go for the thing that we have in mind.
Yeah.
You know, but also there is a problem here. I think we have to consult in some content, like, I don't know, some business science
of
and
course,
so on.
Yes.
But when it comes to, I don't know, therapy and some spiritual things, it's another story.
You know what I would say? I would say go and have a research. I would love to call it gaining information.
This perspective
I would
is
ask
beautiful.
My uncle about something. I would ask
Hang on. You're agreeing with it? That's what I said. You have to consult with others when it comes to sciences, when it comes to trade, when it comes to professional things.
Yeah. But, you know, something which sounds really bizarre and weird to me is that people pay money and they pay cash to that person to talk to them, consult with them. I cannot handle this.
Yeah.
Come on. They don't get paid bucket loads of money just for sitting there and doing nothing. They know what they're doing.
I'm not sure.
But I'm telling
you. And some people really need it. They have serious psychological issues and they need to get out of it. I want to talk to a friend who's going to listen to me and hear my problems. That's a different thing.
Yeah, I know.
But when we're talking about psychological issues, this person has deep, deep-rooted psychological issues. His, I don't know, like something terrible happened to him or, I don't know, something which made him or her have really deep psychological issues. She can't talk to a friend. He can't talk to a friend. They
I
need
know.
Professional help.
I think this is an extra need here.
Schizophrenics.
Because of business.
For example, schizophrenics. Yeah. we've strayed into some dark area.
Yes.
Schizophrenics, they literally hear voices. Right?
Yes,
they literally hear voices in their heads. And
but would they get cured?
No.
Not
modern
cured,
medicine doesn't have
so
a cure for it.
So what's the use of going to a psychologist?
I think to a certain extent, those psychologists or specialists, they just help them how to function in society, kind
exactly.
of just pretend.
Exactly, because of the reason that I know that these sort of people, schizophrenic people, are not going to get cured. That's why I don't believe in psychologists doing anything to mental issues, you know? Unless that
it's a
person...
It's an interesting discussion because it's a very Western phenomenon.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in the East will think, well, what's the point of it? And these, like depression, for example.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When we say depression, we're just throwing the word around. But in the West, it's an actual clinical disease.
It's so chronic,
and
yeah.
it's like got its fingers into every pie in the society.
See, I'm so much interested in psychology, about knowing about it, about the conditions. But believing in psychologists working as a person who would cure the issues, no.
The problem is that so much of modern psychology is actually just based on Freudian ideas.
Yeah.
And he was just, you know, he had a lot of bizarre and outdated ideas. But
so
it's
I
still
guess
based
now
on
we
that.
Are totally deviated from the
exactly.
standard of our discussion. We were talking about consulting and we just got here.
Something. It doesn't matter that you are a consulting or it is a psychologist, it's a human being. And I think this mindset of that person who you are consulting with is a human being like you bothers you at the time
of
consulting.
That's the point.
Yeah.
See? That's
exactly.
The...
Because
he or she is just like me.
Exactly.
They're not going to add anything to my knowledge.
This mindset is their main root of not going to consult with other people.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah. That's why I call it gaining information. I don't call it consulting with other people.
Psychology also, like child psychology, it deals with how the child's brain develops, how thinking itself develops, how does a child view the world. And through that, if you carry that on throughout the rest of life, you'll understand a little bit about how human beings interact, why they go into depression in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. I say it's good for every single society to make this study, psychological studies, as a rule for every being. You know, even in a school, they must teach a student about psychology. Because if I, as a person who's living in this society, know about some psychological issues, that might help me in future in how I would react to other people, how I would make even decisions, and even recognize my own mental issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single one of us is suffering from something.
Of course.
Yeah.
We all have some disorders.
So I think if we go for these studies, it's better, way better than going to the psychologist himself or herself.
Mm. It takes a lot of energy and time.
Yeah, but still, it's fine.
Most of people don't do that.
Inshallah, may Allah never put us in a position where we need to pay somebody to hear our problems and, you know, take advice from them. May Allah never put us in positions where we have to consult somebody.
Yeah, when we have to.
But consulting friends before you do a decision or... What's wrong
maybe
with that?
A good thing.
Sometimes, right? It's a
sometimes
good thing.
Right, but you know, again, this problem that person is just like me. They're not complete in the decisions they make. Maybe they are, I don't know, more logical than me, maybe whatever. Somebody, you know, because some people are too emotional. They cannot make perfect decisions. In these occasions, maybe you can go to other people and ask them for logical and sound
I'll give you an example. So before you marry somebody, they say that you have to consult the family, right?
Yeah.
Islamically, you're supposed to consult the family and find out about the family that you're going to be marrying into. And I think it's similar with trade as well. Before you take a trading partner, you're also supposed to kind of investigate a little bit and find out and consult others about it.
Yeah, so it's not bad in all the way. Generally speaking, it's a good thing. And we have to learn how to do it, how to believe it, how to accept it, and go for the right ones, for the best ones.
Let me tell you the point. This is not about being true or false.
Yeah.
You have to go for the variety of
mindsets. Exactly. Yeah, that's the point.
And then you can choose what to do.
Yeah, go for a variety of information, seek knowledge, and then you make the best
decision.
They're
not going to decide in place of you.
Yeah, that is.
That's
so. Thank you, both of you. It was such a pleasure to be with you both. And thank you to our listeners. This was all the time for today's Back to Reality. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.